The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. This is our tax math version, and as you know, if you listen to the show each week, we try to help you with some tax strategies that generate tax leverage, that is money that you're left with in your pocket that you can invest into real estate, typically real estate private syndications. Although today we're going to deviate a bit. I had the, good fortune of listening to some amateur tax planning by Ken. You know, Ken is Karen's counterpart, the fatherly type that feels compelled to give you the depths of his knowledge. And, you know, it's like my mother told me many years ago as a youngster, you can either open your mouth and everybody knows exactly how little you really know, or you can keep quiet and they'll think you're a genius. And what I just heard on the hour leading up to this show starting is, again, a perfect example. Happens almost every week. It's a perfect example of Red Adair's comment, the legendary Houston oil well firefighter, that you think the professionals are expensive, just try the amateurs. And so I hadn't planned on making this the topic of the show today, but I was listening to it as Ken, and that's not his real name there. I think if any of you were listening, you realize it's not Ken. But I'm going to refer to him as Ken to spare him the embarrassment of not understanding much about what the topic was he was purporting to talk about on the air. And either he is significantly challenged from a math perspective, which I don't think so. I think Ken is reasonably intelligent. I think Ken suffers from what a lot of the other folks that join the, I'm going to call it the Hotel California investor platform. That's what I'm going to start calling. I've been referring to it as self-made millionaire platform, but I think that may be giving them a little bit too much credit. It's more Hotel California, where you can check in, but you can't check out unless it's their decision to kick you out of the program. Unless you think that doesn't happen often, I beg to differ. I've heard story after story where people say the wrong thing or do something, I don't know, maybe they sue them because they felt like they breached their membership terms, meaning the member sues the Hotel California platform. But in any event, I you know, once I hear things on the air time and time and time again that are wrong, and they know it's wrong. I've had the phone calls with the higher-ups in that organization hours explaining why it's wrong. And they're not that stupid. I really believe it's more of a scenario where they realize it's not low-hanging fruit to execute a more sophisticated strategy that, by the way, we're going to go through. I haven't done this in a while. We're going to go through the example on our website to show you that it's a $25 million mistake if you do what Ken said today on the air. Now, truthfully, he was talking about using retirement funds, IRA specifically, because that's all they understand, even understand wrong, is IRAs. And he was talking about single family. And I'll still debunk their advice, and they say it with a straight face. That's what amazes me, is they say it just like they say many things. It's like the Pied Piper of real estate, and that's what I see time and again. The first guys repeat something enough to where the next group that joins and the next group that mentors and the next group that does radio shows, it's kind of like I saw earlier this week the Costanza defense is what the January 6th panel was calling something that Trump did. I guess they're referring to one of my favorite episodes, which is where George says, if you believe it, it's true. Well, that's exactly what these guys are doing with real estate, where they get these notions in their head because somebody that didn't understand told somebody that was listening, and then they don't understand. It's kind of like a game of musical chairs where once you get to the end, it's incredible how the story has morphed into further ignorance in this case, and they just assume it's right, and they say it loud enough and from the front of the room or on the air enough to where they believe it. And again, I heard Self-Made Millionaire once on one show that he was explaining IRAs and real estate, or IRAs and 401s. And by the end of the show, I'm not joking, he said, I've been writing this up on the whiteboard for 30 years. It must be true. I'm not joking. That's on. I've got the episode. If anybody wants to listen to it, I'll dig it up for you. That's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy. But in any event, what I'm going to do today, I will talk about a couple newsworthy articles that probably don't apply to most of my clients. I'm sure it applies to some of you listeners. And we're going to go into some of the problems with, or the impact of some of the problems with the market on your existing 401ks, as if you need me to tell you this. And actually, I'm not going to tell you this. I'm going to read you a bit out of this article out of the Wall Street. There's been several of them lately, as you might expect. And I guess it's all pointing to what we've been talking about for more than a few weeks, is get your money into hard assets. Quit waiting, hoping that at some point your account's going to recover. You know what? How it's going to recover? It's going to recover by getting into some hard assets like real estate that have cash flows and are actually based on something tangible. That's how your account will recover, and it will recover faster than you can imagine compared to hoping that your crypto is going to come back, or your whatever security that you're in. It's amazing just how far lost some of the 401 accounts or 401 asset types, the safe ones. It's amazing how far down they've fallen. So in any event, we have what we think are some solutions. And again, we doesn't mean we sell investments. We don't. I am a CPA. I understand how to analyze these real estate private partnership syndications. And I work with our clients on understanding the math so that they can differentiate some of the better ones from some of the lesser ones. But that said, I understand single family, bought and sold over 150 of them back in the day, and I'm going to help you understand just how wrong the advice was that you heard earlier. And then I'm going to expand on it. There are reasons not to buy single family rentals in an IRA. It's just Ken didn't touch on those. He touched on ones that really are no different than you buying it personally. But he's got it in his head because he heard somebody explain it, probably Self-Made Millionaire, since that's where most of the gobbledygook comes from in that platform. And, you know, it's amazing to me how many of their members, well, it's not amazing, they've got some common sense, will stop just shy of liquidating their retirement funds and sending 30 to 40% of their family's net worth to the IRS. It's insane how much money. You'd think at some point that this platform excels in helping us trim the federal deficit more so than helping your family's net worth with the volume of dollars that they've already sent, which, of course, over 30 years is much, much more if you could have invested it, and you could have. That's the travesty. You didn't get a chance to invest it in real estate before you sent it on to the IRS. In any event, we're at the end of our first segment. Boy, it's going to be a fun show today. I can't wait. We will circle back here in a few minutes and get started on purchasing real estate within your retirement accounts. And we'll talk about more than just an IRA. That's part of the problem here is Ken doesn't understand at base why there's a better option to begin with. So in any event, we'll be right back with the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere.
Okay, welcome back to this week's Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. By the way, my sidekick, Mr. Dan Dubose, CPA, is not going to be joining us today. He is doing much more, I don't know if holier would be the right word, but he's attending the GOP state convention, trying to straighten those folks out and get, I guess, the right leadership in place. Good luck to him. He was there when John Cornyn was getting booed earlier this week, and I don't know, I'm not sure how to read that. I think there's a lot of misplaced anger and frustration perhaps on our Second Amendment. I'm not going to try to explain it. I don't understand it. All I know is I want the opportunity to buy the same weapons that the government has, so you deal with that. Take away their right to buy AK-47s. I'll give mine up, if you will. But I know that just like most tax rules and most equal opportunity rules and most EEOC, OSHA, etc., I know that the government is going to exempt itself. And so I don't really have high hopes that whatever comes out of any new legislation will be equally applied. And you can just rest assured Congress will still have the right individually for their security staffs and their own, probably their own holdings to do what we could do now. Anyway, we'll worry about real estate. So I want to start with, first of all, explaining that, look, I'm not necessarily telling you to buy single-family properties with your IRA or your 401s, your self-directed 401s. You couldn't do this with the 401k plan at work. But as we know, those of us that have self-directed 401 trust, which the marketing term for that, because you've probably never heard of a self-directed 401 trust unless you're one of my clients, but the marketing term is solo K. And, you know, the solo K is offered by many of the IRA custodial firms. They know just enough about it to cobble a prototype document together for you. But God forbid you ask them how to execute a Roth conversion or any one of assorted other strategies within that solo K, because they're going to refer you. They're going to say, well, gee, did you notice the asterisk on the application you filled out with us, or did you see it on our website on every page where we don't provide professional advice, tax, legal, real estate, or otherwise? So you're going to need to go to your CPA and either undertake the conversion with their advice, or at a minimum, you should consult with them about how to value your pre-tax investments in whatever account or whatever partnership you've invested in, etc. And I'll challenge you, go ask your current CPA how to do that, and prepare to see a deer in the headlight looks that you probably won't have seen before if all you've engaged those reporters to do, is what we would call them, is to do a tax return. They probably do tax returns real well. That's awesome. We like good reporters. Usually means there's less reporting for us to do, although we do reporting. It's not something we mandate just because we do your planning. We're planners. So if you engage us to do planning, we don't mandate at all that we have to prepare your tax return. We'll work with any good reporter that you currently have or prefer. No stress there on either you or us. But in large measure, most of our clients that we do planning for want us to also do the tax returns. But in any event, so the story, just to give you a little background, if you weren't listening to the hour before, which I realize most of my clients would never tune it in because they know it's an absolute waste of time in most cases. The gentleman indicated that fees, he had five reasons. Now, when we get done, I'm going to have seven because he overlooked a few. And I want to make sure you understood or understand what I'm saying. He overlooked a couple on why I don't recommend buying single-family homes if you have the choice that I'm going to explain more to you about, which most of you do, to do something with real estate private partnership syndications, REPs, which is what we focus on, and it's what this same group focuses on. They don't tell you that necessarily until you're on the second day of a two-day workshop where they're selling you a $20,000 membership. Then all of a sudden, the reps become the focus, the private syndications, and you're going to understand that's the good stuff that you've got to spend the $20,000 to access, which I'm all for it, and my clients that are listening to this know that I recommended they join if they had the money, because we know how to exploit that platform. We're happy to do that with you once we save, if you have $350,000 or more in your 401 at work, we're going to save you or help you capture up to $25 million over the next 30 years by executing a different strategy than, quote, ripping the Band-Aid off. And I'll tip my hat to one of the mentors that coined that expression there at the Hotel California platform. Good guy. He's a salesman, and he had money to start. You know, don't be bamboozled by the concept of, oh, well, you can start this right now. If you've only got 50 grand, oh, no problem. You, too, can retire in 5 years. I heard that many times. And, of course, as you know from listening to me on the air, that will not happen. Excuse me. It's called math, M-A-T-H. And, again, just like Ken on today's show, they either don't understand math or they intentionally overlook it. And I really do believe it's the latter. I know they understand it because they understand how to calculate net operating income, NOI. They understand refinances. They understand cash flow. They understand step up in basis. In fact, Ken talked about it again earlier today, and of course he's wrong. We'll clean that up here in a minute. And so in any event, fees was the first thing they talk about. Now, I don't know which fees he's referring to. Most of the custodians that I've seen, and again, I'm not an IRA proponent. I advise you against the IRA as well, but not for the reasons this amateur does, because this amateur is missing a whole another opportunity because he didn't finish drink. Well, he drank too much Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. He should have laid off the Kool-Aid a little back when he was getting his training on the from the Hotel California platform to understand there is a whole another world out there that smart people, people that can think for themselves, are going to learn about if they even just do a modicum of research, and then they'll hopefully hear a show like mine or hear my show, since there's not another one like mine, I think it's safe to say, where we talk about the self-directed 401 trust. I've yet to hear it if there is, and if there is one, it's not specific as related to real estate private partnership syndications or REPs. That's where we kind of cross over a line that eliminates the competition we might otherwise have. In any event, so the fees were one issue. I don't know what they're talking about. I think most IRAs, well, it depends on which custodian. There's no question there's a couple. I mean, if you're not savvy enough to at least call three or four custodians before you open your account, I suppose you might pay what, you know, some people would call an outrageous fee. I mean, if you got several million dollars, okay, you're going to pay some fees, and I wouldn't like them either. It's just most people that have several million dollars are going to be looking for other solutions. So I don't know how likely that is, but in any event, I can tell you if you got several million dollars, you got a bigger problem by ripping the Band-Aid off, as Ken was suggesting. Said that's what he did. Well, that must make it right, Ken, just like Self-Made Millionaire says, well, gee, I've been writing it on the whiteboard for 30 years. It must be correct. Well, no, it was wrong 30 years ago, and I told Self-Made Millionaire it was wrong. I was involved in that presentation. He challenged me, and I pretty much made him look like the fool that he is on this topic. He may not have realized that, but those in the audience sure did. And so I'm just telling you, it's just as foolish back then as it is today. The math will set you free if you'll bother to learn about it, and then you learn about a better option. But in any event, so then next he turned to the topic of leverage and said, that's just another hurdle. It's very difficult. No, it's not. I can give you a list of six lenders in the next 5 minutes if you care to have it, that will do a non-recourse loan on a single-family property or multifamily, small multifamily, inside your IRA. It's not hard. Ignorance is hard. It's like Self-Made Millionaire himself says, real estate's not hard. People are. Well, here's a good example. Your representative, Ken, talking about how hard it is to get a non-recourse loan to buy a single-family property within the IRA. And we're going to come back to the concept of leverage, because Ken is correct in the sense that we really shouldn't buy homes and IRAs, but not for the reasons he thinks. I'm not going to give him any credit on that front. I'm going to explain why you should execute a different option with your retirement funds. And maybe Ken will get some phone calls this week from people. Well, gee, did you hear about that caveman accountant that comes on after you that doesn't understand all the fancy terms and things that you're talking about? All he knows is if you don't send 30 to 40% of your family's net worth into the IRS on day one, you're going to have more money down the road. That's all he knows. He's not as sophisticated as you are, Ken, but he understands that basic concept. It's called math, again. So leverage, absolutely easy to get leverage. There's reasons why, again, you really shouldn't. I'll go into that momentarily. And then we talk about, or he talks about, this half measure, this complacency paradigm mindset. I have no idea how that's not what I see. Let me just say that. Now, again, I'm just a caveman accountant. All I know is I'm trying to maximize the use of your retirement savings, because that's where all families' virtually net worth is. And I would tell you that whatever this complacency paradigm is that you suggest, it's far less severe or significant than your paradigm and your mindset that I'm going to give away 30 to 40% of not only mine, but all the members that listen to that nonsense to the IRS. Calculate it, guys. Take out a cheap $4 Walmart calculator and take on any given client, take the tax that you just told them to spend, multiply that by 1.2, by 1.2. And by the way, 20% is your number. I've heard Self-Made Millionaire and assorted others on the air, in workshops, even when I was at the front of the room 20 years ago, and Self-Made Millionaire was debating this concept with me, 20% was the number that he suggested is what you would earn in multifamily investments. That's what I use in my illustration. And frankly, I'll run it at whatever percentage you want to see it at. It's not hard. It's just math. Take your $4 Walmart calculator, add 0.2 to a 1. 1's 100%. So you're going to look at compounding your money at 1.2. So my illustration, if you look at the BA Planner website, shows you a $350,000 account that we save. We rescue it, 401 rescue, I might call it. And you, if by multiplying that out 30 times, you're going to see a number that you may fall out of your or fall down. You better be sitting down when you look at this. But essentially, if you look at the bottom left corner of that 401 math illustration, you're going to see that it's about $22.5 million. Now, again, that's playing the averages. None of us are average. That could end up at $15 million. It could end up at $35 million. Just depends on how successful you are at picking the right horses to ride or the right deals to invest in. But the structure is what's going to save you the out of pocket in year one, which in that illustration on $350,000 with that client's other taxable income, I believe they had about $150,000 in additional income. It was $94,500 in tax. Okay, so when Ken on the show today said, well, you're going to pay some tax and penalty, and by the way, I didn't include any penalty on my illustration because, you know, with the self-directed 401 trust option we utilize, there wouldn't be a penalty. But theoretically, that tax should be shown as, I guess it'd be about 105 instead of 95, which only makes the result richer for what I propose as a strategy. But in any event, you can see that what we're proposing is anything but complacency. This is a way to supercharge your wealth creation. And by the way, I realize I kind of slid out of the IRA world into the 401 world, but the reality is we can roll an IRA into a self-directed 401 trust or solo K, if you want to use the marketing term. And by the way, the marketing term doesn't show up anywhere in the Internal Revenue Code, as does, quote, any qualified trust created pursuant to Section 401. So that's the reason I use that logic. Okay, so we've already rolled past when I should have done the second break. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back to this illustration, and we're going to talk a little bit more about debunking this insane complacency paradigm mindset. If anything, the advice being given by Ken today, which emanates from Self-Made Millionaire and LM, as you know, is Liza Minnelli. It's just entertainment. She's Self-Made Millionaire's right hand there at Hotel California, and she goes right along with this rip a band-aid off concept. And of course, she's the one that, as you're listening to the show, you're going in and you're coming out talking about how everything you just heard about your retirement, as important as it is and as significant as it is the rest of your life, Don't believe any of it. It's just for entertainment. And I refuse to let that slide week after week after week. I'll call it out every week until they change that verbiage. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing a little bit more concern about where you're going. There's a word unto the wise. You better get to living.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Okay, welcome back to the third segment of this week's Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And that is not the kind of freedom that we're looking for. I believe that's the Hotel California investor platforms brand where you give away 30 to, I don't know, I say 40. It's closer to 50 if you live in the state of California or New York. But whatever it is, it's insane because there's no need to do it. They know there's no need to do it. And if you press them on it, I've had clients ask them in class, well, what about the 401 trust? And, of course, they're not quite sure what that is until you explain, oh, you know, we're talking about the solo K. And it's like, well, they've gone from looking stupid, where they used to just say, well, no, we don't believe in that, where now they'll say, well, you know, it's okay if you want to use that. Well, yeah, I think it probably should be okay to double your retirement lifestyle and your retirement wealth as you get down the road, or as you get to next week. See, that's the big misnomer here. Ken, all the Kens at the Hotel California platform, don't understand that you control your money with the self-directed 401, much more so than with a self-directed IRA. A self-directed IRA is kind of like a one-way street where, yeah, it's hard to get your money out unless you want to pay the tax and penalty. And I don't hear him say the tax too often. I hear him talk about the penalty because they are laboring under the the notion that when you, and I've heard this so many times, you know, I have some of their members will call me every year around March and want to find out about our tax preparation services, and they'll mention, well, you know, Hotel California mentors told us that we could invest in these real estate private partnerships. Yeah, we could pull our IRA out. We would have tax and penalty, but don't worry about that because you're going to have all these write-offs that you can offset, which I haven't heard that story too much lately. I still hear it occasionally, so I suppose they've run into enough people complaining that, well, you know, I went to a CPA and they said we don't get to claim that until we have positive income out of our partnership, our apartment partnerships, which is true. And so that's a real downer when you just, as one couple told me, they liquidated an $800,000 IRA because self-made millionaire himself told them they would be able to write off the losses against that, which there's nothing further from the truth. And so we had to get them in an installment agreement, a lengthy installment agreement, to pay that tax. It's a sad day. And again, that's the kind of financial freedom. If you want that brand of financial freedom, got the 20 grand laying around, go for it. If you happen to remember this comment, we will help you exploit the platform to the extent you give us a chance. I'd be happy to work with you on that. But anyway, so to review, we're up to number three, the complacency paradigm, where supposedly, I took a few notes here. Now, again, I'm just a caveman. I may not have understood everything Ken was saying, but he said that an IRA is designed for you to not have access to your funds until 59 and a half. And in fact, he went further and said the government really prefers for you not to be able to get to those funds to much later. And I'm thinking, say what are you suggesting? Are you suggesting the IRS wants to put off, or the government wants to delay you paying the money? I don't think so, pal. I think the government wants their chunk as fast as you can get it to them. I have no idea what he's referring to. I heard him then go on and talk about retired minimum distributions. That's because the government ain't going to let you keep it out there forever. They want it now. And if you don't think now is until the point you hit 70, right now it's 72. It's not 74. It's getting ready to be, perhaps, if the Secure Act 2 passes. I believe it's 74. 72 now, though. Secure Act 1 changed it. So bottom line is they're going to make you pay tax on it if you dilly-dally around until you're, you know, let's just call it mid-70s. So I'm not sure what he means when he says it's they really prefer you not to pay tax on it. Trust me, another misunderstanding, amateur, and you need to go read a little bit deeper than what you're skimming off of Investopedia or wherever you're getting your information. And I'm going to remind you the cartoon that I saw somewhere where the wife and the husband are having breakfast, and the wife asked the husband, now on some topic they're dealing with or questioning, now do you know it or do you Google know it? Because there's a difference. And I'm going to suggest that if somebody tells you the government structured IRA so that you don't pay them any tax money for the longest possible period, you Google know it. You misunderstood what you read. You didn't understand a reference or a concept. So, okay, we'll forgive you, Ken. You'll do better on the next exam, okay? So now we talk about one that actually has some truth to it. There's no cash flow from the IRA. Great job, Ken. You're Johnny on the spot on that one, or Ken on the spot. But that's why we don't do the IRA to begin with. Remember, you're talking to people that know the self-directed 401 inside and out, and we know that cash flow can occur anytime you ask to have a check. And guess who writes it? You do. You're the trustee. You're there is no custodian. If there were, you'd be the custodian. You're the administrator of the plan, etc. And are there qualifications? You bet there are. And are they hard? I wouldn't say they're hard. I would say they're things that you need to do to comply. But doing some activity with an intention to make a profit does not mean you're going to start the next Amazon. It's not as hard as you folks, and I mean you Hotel California mentor folks, try to make this point. And I know what you're doing. I know from the phone calls I had where your only concern at the end of the day was how much money somebody else was charging to execute this strategy. That's the only thing that truly bothered you. And I know because I have friends that were able to relate to me what happened after that phone call terminated. And I want to be clear, Nathan Ross made that phone call to Hotel California. It wasn't the reverse. So, no, you did not tell me to hit the road. I told you at the beginning of that phone call that one of us was going to walk away unless things changed. But in any event, that's not for discussion here. But no cash flow is just absolutely incorrect. There you control the cash flows when you have a self-directed 401. Now, in the IRA, yes, Ken, you're correct. Those cash flows would build up until after 59 and a half, which coincidentally, most of the members on your platform that I have as clients don't take their money before age 59 and a half unless they want to be a lead partner. And speaking of that, you know, when you say on the air that you can retire, you used to say 5 years, now you say 2.5 years, which is a heightened level of baloney. We both know that that doesn't happen with three exceptions. One exception is you got more than $1 million to get started. Okay, I'll challenge you. Tell me how many new members you have joined that have more than $1 million. It's not many. There are some. It's not many. And then the other half of that equation is you have at least $1 million and you define retirement at $60,000 a year or less after tax. That may be self-made millionaire's definition because he readily admits he had no 401 or a very small one. So, you know, these concepts are things he never experienced in spite of talking loud and from the front of the room and on the air often about this topic. He has no personal experience with it. He can only stand back and watch you get ready to write a check for $95,000 if you've got $350,000 and act like that's not going to hurt. And it's like Ken said on the air today, oh, you'll make that back. How about you make it back times two because you weren't I don't want to use the wrong word. Let's just say you weren't savvy enough to realize the bad advice you were being given, okay? If you'd kept your money, invested it in two more transactions, $50,000 apiece, you would have twice the financial freedom that you're being told is the objective, and they know it. That's what's bad, and you ought to ask them. If you're sitting there on the doorstep thinking you want to join this group, first of all, flip the contract over and read the fine print on the back about how you can be shown the door of Hotel California, but don't you get any ideas of doing that or you'll be canceled, essentially. So look at that and then look at the concept of, you know, who controls. You talk about controlling your money. Well, you don't control that part of your money, I can promise you, if you'll read that contract. So in any event, now we're down to number five, and boy, this is a doozy. There's no I tell you what, we've gone through another break. Let's do the break. We'll come back to the fifth item that was on Ken's list about there being no tax benefits. Again, it's another case of amateur tax planning. Be happy to enlighten you on this front as well. So let's take a break. We'll be right back with the last segment of the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control and make demands. Look like a woman, think like a man. Be as good as like a man.
Take
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, and we were discussing the list of five items provided by the host. We'll call him Ken, the Karen counterpart, if you will, and explain why most of the reasons he gave are not correct, and there's a couple he should have given that would have made a much stronger argument, but in any event, let's see, we were down to the fifth item here. Let me get back to my list, and the fifth item was no tax benefits. Well, this is a lack of understanding, and there actually should have been. In front of this, there should have been, because you'll pay tax. If you actually buy a piece of real estate or invest in a partnership that does, you will pay a round of tax referred to as the UDFI tax. That's the acronym for unrelated debt financed income. And with that giving you the history and the backdrop, suffice it to say that if you've got to deal with an 80% LTV, and there's taxable income, not cash flow, Ken, taxable income reported, then you will pay tax, your IRA will pay tax on that income. However, it gets all the same deductions as you would personally if you held that asset. And so it's not that you don't get the benefits, you get them at a different spot, let's say. It's on the IRA tax return. It's not on your personal. The tax that you're going to pay personally is when you take money out. And what I would suggest, if you want to get into tit for tat on, you know, the difference between paying it today and paying it tomorrow, I'll take that argument. And I think you're going to realize real quick you'd rather pay the tax down the road than you would today, because you can use that money to create, again, if you're telling me I can make above average gains on my real estate, well, my gosh, why wouldn't I want to use money that you would suggest investing with the IRS? Let me tell you something. You know how much the IRS pays you on that investment? Just curious. Anybody checked? I believe it's still zero. You may want to go nose around on the IRS site and see if you can find out what their current rates of return are. I believe they're still zero. So we know what the concept of ripping the Band-Aid off gets you. It gets you a date with the IRS every 6, 7, 8 years when you dispose of the real estate or the partnership, and you got to pay tax outside the IRA or the 401. The IRA, again, I use that vehicle to invest in real estate because the 401 trust is better. It's newer. I mean, it's been around now for a while, but it wasn't around way back when I was consulting a lot of Hotel California's members. But in any event, and then the big one today that, again, I'm not surprised, you know, Ken isn't a tax professional, but he talks about what I've heard on the radio, quote, defer, 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 then do a step up in basis after you've passed away. Well, that's applicable to a very narrow slice of real estate transactions that happen at the Hotel California platform. And what Ken doesn't understand is that the IRA and the 401 now do have a way to get the same step up in basis that you do personally. Go update your knowledge base, Ken. Go look at the new regs that have been issued for the Secure Act number one, and you'll see, in fact, that that is possible. And I would tell you that is no longer a differentiation, even if it should have been before. The reality is that 98% of your members, Ken, are joining. The ones that are making money are joining at the preferred group level. They're investing in syndications. There is little, if any, defer, defer, defer. Most large transactions can't get enough of the cats herded together to do the 1031. And so it's rare that you'll see a 1031 one time, much less time and time again. It does apply to smallish buildings that, you know, are IROs or independent transactions. It's just there's some rules associated with 1031 that really don't fit your model of taking cash flows out significantly and regularly, because you can't do that up and against the 1031 transitions. You know, the rule is kind of fuzzy, but there are court cases that are dead on point. And so you're limited a bit on what you can pull out of that deal during the period before and after you're trying to execute a 1031. So again, as Red Adair used to say, you think the professionals are expensive, just try the amateurs. And this is a classic example where your best strategy, if you qualify, and many people do, is to consider the 401 trust. And if you would like to work with us on that strategy, feel free to go to our website, go to the intake forms link at the top right, fill out those forms so I can understand more about your facts and circumstances. Then schedule a call, same time, anywhere for, you know, a couple days after you submit the forms. I'll be happy to show you the same illustration, 401 math illustration, with your facts and circumstances, so you can understand how many millions of dollars you're going to either salvage or give away to the IRS. And it's just math. I know it's over the heads of most of the low-hanging fruit type sales folks that work at these platforms. I get it. I understand it. Thank goodness it is. We'll help you, and we'll make you the wealthier for it, presuming you pick the right investments. In any event, well, I think we're at the end of today's show. There were a couple other points I wanted to make. Don't have time. I'll probably start off tomorrow's show. Remember, we have a show at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show, and there's a couple of newsworthy items that I think fit that show as well. I'll discuss those tomorrow morning. Thanks for tuning in. We look forward to speaking to you tomorrow or this time next week.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEB.